It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A top health leader says the percentage of people who tested positive for COVID-19 after getting vaccinated in Colorado is very small. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state examined data from 1 week in early April. Among nearly a million fully vaccinated people, just 140 people later tested positive for the virus, which is a rate of far less than 1%, 0.014%. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state's epidemiologist, says that works out to 1 in 7,000.
Really, vaccination is going to be our ticket out of this pandemic.
Herlihy says those who are fully vaccinated were nearly 95% less likely to get a positive test than those who are unvaccinated, which is in line with national studies. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A battle over Governor Jared Polis' climate strategy has boiled into the open. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, progressive lawmakers have moved ahead on legislation to force more aggressive action.
The crux of the disagreement is how Colorado should meet its ambitious emission reduction goals. Governor Polis has sought a path heavy on incentives and voluntary agreements. Democratic State Senator Carrie Donovan says that strategy has meant a whole lot of press releases and few regulations.
Let's say we're going to do it and figure it out, or let's stop saying we're going to do it.
The bill would require the Polis administration to pass comprehensive climate rules by March of next year. Many utilities and labor unions oppose it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
U.S. Senator Michael Bennet and Representative Jason Crow have introduced a bill they say will help forests and watersheds while creating millions of jobs. The Outdoor Restoration Partnership Act would provide $60 billion for conservation, wildlife, and preventing wildfires. Senator Bennet says he knows that's a high price.
But the cost of inaction is far greater. There is nothing fiscally conservative about paying through our teeth to recover from wildfires and to fight those wildfires.
The lawmakers hope the bipartisan measure will be included in a larger infrastructure package being negotiated in Congress. A man pulled over in a road rage incident was briefly detained yesterday under suspicion of impersonating an Aurora police officer. His car was outfitted with a laptop and lights. The driver was a police volunteer, but not an officer. Authorities gave a warning and confiscated items marked Aurora Police Department. This is CPR News.